Arizona's teacher shortage is a constant source of worry as the state moves to improve its overall education system. Are the best teachers leaving Arizona and the profession behind? One high school instructor in his third year decided to do something unique to inspire his students to achieve at higher levels. Joshua Murray teaches English and AVID classes at Agua Fria High School in Avondale. He told his students that if they were able to get at least $5,000 in scholarships toward college, he would tattoo their names near his left rib cage. They did just that, and he followed through on his promise, and he's with me to talk about that. Joshua, why did you think this was the right step to inspire your students?
These are first-generation college students, so this is huge. And they're the middle layer of students that are kind of forgotten about. So I wanted to make sure that they went on to be successful, that their potential was not wasted. So I told them at the beginning of their junior year, I said, listen, if you guys can get $5,000 in scholarships or more, I'm going to get all your names tattooed on my body.
How many students are we talking about?
28.
Okay.
I said, bring it on. Let's do this. They've worked so hard, and that's what I think I'm most fortunate about, and I'm so happy and proud of them because they actually raise that money. If you can do this, you're not only leaving a mark on this community, but you're leaving a mark on me. Literally.
You're right.
I don't expect every teacher to go get tattoos, but I would like if we see even more motivation, because I know in the education field right now, there's kind of this negativity that surrounds it. So I'm so excited that the story got out and created a little bit of positivity about these kids really doing something fantastic. So yeah, I have a whole list on my side tattooed in there, and a gorilla.
All 28 names.
All 28 names.
There's been a lot of talk in certainly around the country, but Arizona in particular, about how we need to do something to maintain our great teachers.
Okay.
The ones who are passionate and the ones who are that students really respond to. I'm going to go out on a limb and say you're one of those teachers.
Oh, thank you.
So what do you think about the current state of Arizona education, at least when it comes to the motivation of keeping teachers in school? How important is the money to you? I mean, even if it's just a sign of respect.
I believe a lot of teachers leave the field due to the fact that we are not financially supported for all the work that we do. I know weeks where I work every single day. On the weekends, I'm doing grading, I'm doing lesson planning. So we really sacrifice a lot of our personal lives in order to be effective teachers. In a way, it's not sustainable. Usually the teacher lifetime is 5 years because they're just crippled and they're overworked.
Did you think that as a teacher, you would be able to be yourself?
No, actually, initially I did not. I did not even think I was going to become a teacher until 3 months before I graduated college. I actually received my bachelor's in Mandarin Chinese.
Wow.
But one of my friends said, go ahead and apply for Teach for America, which I don't know, okay, you know, I'll try it out. And then I got into the process, learned a little bit more about, what they stand for. Mm-hmm. Said, okay, well, let's do this. Well, out of everywhere in the country or anywhere in the country, I got placed at my old high school. Teaching at first, it was awful for me. I had no idea what I was doing. I was a mess. I didn't think I could be myself. Mm-hmm. I thought I had to be a certain way because I had, all these different people with different opinions telling me what I should do. So my first quarter of teaching was a disaster. I wasn't effective. I think the kids hated me at first. And then when I got back from fall break of my first year teaching, I really reflected over the break and thought, okay, I just need to be myself. I need to understand that everything I'm doing is for these students. It's not about me, it's for these students. Mm-hmm. So I need to incorporate myself to connect with them because their future's right on my shoulders. And that, as a 22-year-old at the time, that is... Whew, that is the biggest stressor ever.
As you grow as a teacher, can you combine what you learned about the motivation of, hey, your teacher's going to get a tattoo with knowing other things that motivate your students? Because obviously you can't, for the next group, you can't say, hey, I'm going to get your name's tattooed on my body now, right? I mean, I don't think so.
Yeah. I really think it has to do with the group. And I think in this way, it was something special to them and it was something special to me. But with the next group of students that I come across, I really have to think what is something that will motivate them that is specific to their group and the personalities within that group. Mm-hmm. Because again, every classroom is different. My first hour class is completely different from my 6 hour class, and they all have their personalities. So when it comes to motivation, I guess I have to go back to the drawing board and think of something else. Maybe jump through a hoop of fire riding a lion might motivate them, or skydiving, who knows?
Joshua Murray teaches English and AVID classes at Agua Fria High School in Avondale. He has 28 of his students' names tattooed on his left side, and you'll be able to see it at kjzz.org.